My guest today is pianist B.G. Adair. She possesses impeccable technique, a vast repertoire, and a deep understanding of jazz. Add to that an innate ability to swing, and you have the complete musician. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And thanks for those kind words.
You've got so much stuff going on. What's new? What's the newest thing?
Well, my head has been spinning because I've been working on several projects. I've just gone back to my original record label, Green Hill Music, and I have a couple of new projects out. I have a Fred Astaire collection called Dancing in the Dark, and it basically is my trio and me playing the songs that Fred Astaire danced and sang to in the movie. So it's Jerome Kern and it's Cole Porter and Irving Berlin and all those people who wrote for Fred Astaire. And it's all things that everybody knows. But I guess my newest project is the Parisian Café project. And I've been wanting to work with this wonderful violinist named David Davidson. He's a concertmaster on all the orchestra things that I do back in Tennessee. But we've been wanting to do a project together. So we put together an album of Parisian cafe songs, a lot of songs that started out as French tunes and became American hits, like Autumn Leaves and Beyond the Sea and things like that. But we put in some very old French melodies as well. And in addition to the trio and David and me, we also had a wonderful accordionist, Jeff Taylor, who just, he wore a red beret every day to the studio to get in the mood. And he really made it sound like we were all sitting in a cafe listening to wonderful Parisian dance music.
I see a tune coming on. I hear a tune coming on.
This is a tune I learned from Helen Merrill.
Really?
And I was delighted to find that it started out its life as a French melody, which fit right into this project. It's called If You Go.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
How do you learn tunes? Did you just do them by ear?
For the most part, yeah. I have a degree and I taught music and I had lots of classical training and stuff
you
in college.
You have a degree?
Yeah, I have a bachelor's degree in music education.
Wow.
Which is mostly choral music. At the time I went to college, they expected you to go into the public schools and teach vocal music to children, which is what I did.
And did you think that was what you were going to do?
No. That was what my parents thought I was going to do, I think, although my mother was always very eager for me to have a career. But I was expected to go to college, and that was for sure. There was no question about that. And
was sort of college.
Well, yes. And I was lucky because when I went to college, it was right after the Korean War, and all the guys in my freshman music theory class were veterans on the GI Bill, and they had been in jazz bands. And so I got to work with a lot of people who had already been out there doing it when I was very young. And my weekend work was as valuable to me as my college work was when I was there. Because I played in little groups and for dances and played at the Yolks Club and the Moose Club and played for weddings and all that, all with musicians that were older than I was. And I got a lot of on-the-job training.
So you were always working from a young girl on?
From 16, yes.
Gee.
Yeah, you know, somebody recently said to me, a lady in a club where I was working, she said, how long have you been playing the piano? And I said, quite honestly, I don't remember when I didn't play, and I bet you don't either.
No, I don't.
It's like we've always done this.
Well, I was probably about three,
mm-hmm.
trying to play mm-hmm. things that my mother played,
mm-hmm.
and it just evolved, and I found myself playing for kids at school, mm-hmm. and just everywhere. That's all I ever did was play.
Mm-hmm.
Or learn tunes off the BBC.
Yeah.
And you did the same, right?
I did the same. My mother always had the radio on. We had a lot of recordings. And my parents were musical, and they liked to play for fun. And they both had really good ears. And my dad liked country music and Western swing, and my mother liked big bands and singers. So I got it from all directions.
Who are your favorites, would you say, when you were a kid growing up?
Oh, dear. Everybody. Well, my mother had a lot of Frankie Carl records and Jose Iturbe and Carmen Cavallaro. And, of course, I went to the movies a lot, too. So I imagined that if I had a career, I was going to be the girl in the big white dress at the white grand piano that comes up out of the floor with the dancers. Oh. That's what I thought being a pianist was about, but I did learn a lot of music from people like Frankie Carl and Jose Iturbe and those guys. And, you know, anybody that had a piano on their record, I kind of tried to do what they were doing. And it's still kind of fun. I still like to do that sometimes, just try to figure out how they're doing what they're doing.
I do, too.
Yeah.
How about another song? As much as I love hearing all this interesting.
Well, this song is, speaking of mentors, this song is a melody by Mike Longo, whom I've known since we were 18 at Western Kentucky University together. So I met him in college, and he's still my buddy. I'm going to have lunch or dinner with him the next time I see him. But he writes wonderful melodies, and then he kind of leaves them on the piano and forgets about them. And so I found this one when I was visiting him and his wife in their apartment, and I said, I just read through this melody, and it's wonderful. What are you going to do with it? And he said, oh, I don't know. I forgot all about it. So I said, let me take it home and write a lyric. So I did, and then I started playing it with my trio. It's called Try Again.
Wonderful. Some of your favorite composers?
Oh, dear. Well, of course, Ellington and Gershwin, and it would be hard to say who is the more famous of those two, but then when you talk about 20th century music, you have to include Thelonious Monk and people like Benny Golson, and there are just so many wonderful, wonderful writers out there. And, of course, songwriters, I guess my favorite songwriter is Harold Arlen. But, you know, there's so much wonderful stuff.
Oh, I think mine, too.
He just, he wrote for The Voice, and he was a jazz singer and pianist, and it really comes through his music, I think. But I love Thelonious, too, and the more I get into his music, the more complex it seems to me.
I used to go down to the Five Spot and hang out, and I think I learned a lot of his tunes that way.
Yeah.
And you probably did, too.
Well, I saw Monk once at the Village Vanguard, and it was a big, exciting day for me because he He had the quartet on that I had the recordings of with Charlie Rouse. And he came by the table and spoke to all of us, just being friendly to whoever was sitting close to the piano. You know, he didn't know us, but he was very warm, and it was a wonderful afternoon.
That's amazing, because he usually doesn't talk much.
I know.
He must have liked the look of you.
Well, my stepdaughter was with us, and she had draped her coat over the back of the chair, and it had fallen off. And he stopped and picked it up and put it back on her shoulders, and he said, "That's a beautiful coat. It doesn't belong on the floor." And then we all said hello to him, and he said hello to us.
My goodness. That's more conversation.
I know. I felt very honored, even to be around him anywhere. But seeing him, hearing him on stage and listening to his recordings is just, he's really an icon. He really is. I didn't get a chance to play for him, although I imagine he's listening to all of us from wherever he is right now. But I do quite a few of his. Of course, everybody does. Round Midnight. I recorded I Mean You on my first album up here. But I thought I would shake up things a little bit here and play In Walked Bud, the tune he wrote for Bud Powell.
Wonderful. Hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast. Tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.